God is moving by His Spirit, moving on all the earth. Signs and wonders when God moveth. Move, O Lord, in me. In a way, this camp has been a kind of unusual camp. It seems like it's a little here, a little there. But it seems like hearts are being touched. Lives are being remolded. The call of God, the kingdom of God is being heard in our ears. The vision that was before us for so long is starting to open wide. And the Lord is wanting us to answer that call. He's wanting us to seek that we may find. He's wanting us to knock so that it may be opened unto us. He is wanting a people of power out of weakness. God is not looking for giants in the land, so to speak, in the flesh. He's not looking for men of great or women of great stature in the flesh. God is looking at you and me in our weakness so that He can become strong, that He can become all in all. And being crucified with Christ means that we lay down our privileges. We lay down our ambitions. We lay down our projections, as to speak, of what we think that needs to be done. And we open our hearts and we crucify the flesh and all its tricks. And I like the way Brother Hannigan put it over in Texas. He says, you mortify the deeds of the body that you may live. And he says, you know what mortify means? He said, kill it. And I like that. Kill it. And I like what you do afterwards. You don't resurrect it again. You continue through the Spirit to mortify that flesh that would try to have the preeminence, that tries to have its own way. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2 says, that though He was in the form of God, thought it robbery to be equal with God. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, and made Himself of no reputation. We have got to lay our reputations down. It is not us anymore. It's Christ. It's not Rick. It's Christ. And if these people see too much of Rick, then I'm afraid they're not seeing Christ. Made Himself of no reputation and took on the form, we've heard that this week already, took on the form of a servant and submitted even unto death, the death of the cross. Why does the Lord tell us to take up our cross daily? Because our flesh wants to rear its head daily. And we're to take up His reputation and not our own. When the Spirit is, when you're filled with the Spirit, what does the Comforter say He's going to do? He's going to come in and convict you and convict the world of sin, doesn't He? And that Holy Spirit is going to talk about what? He's not going to talk about Himself, is He? He's going to talk about the Christ. Hallelujah. And if we put ourselves and really dedicate ourselves, then it's not us that it's going to be talking about. It is the Christ. He was our example. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the transgressions of our peace was upon Him. He was wounded for our transgressions. He made Himself of low estate, a servant, and submitted into death, even the death of the cross. But God has highly exalted Him, that at the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that He is Lord. Oh God, how will people confess He is Lord if we are going about setting our own reputation? I'm speaking about this old boy here, but I want your hearts to see that He must have the preeminence. He made Himself of no reputation. We must make ourselves of no reputation. They must see that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if He's not Lord in here, He's not Lord anywhere else. As far as I'm concerned. But when I let Him take control and make Him Lord and yield unto Him and He is Lord, then others will see, lo, God is with you. Not Rick or Robert or Brother Matthews or Andy. They won't see them. They'll see that Jesus Christ is Lord. And they'll rise up and shout the victory. Isaiah 40, verse 3 says, this was John the Baptist's call, but saints of the living God, it's our call. Old Testament in the New. New and the Old. I can't remember that saying you had, Andy, but I liked it. where the New Testament fulfills the Old Testament or something like that. I can't get it right. I'll copy it and have it down pat next time, brother. Isaiah 40, verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. In the wilderness. The wilderness of this world. The voice of him that is crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Is our hearts crying in our jobs, in our homes, in our workplaces? Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Most of the time we don't have to say it. We got to live it. I like the old saying is, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And if you have to, say something. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. If there wasn't such a desert in Israel when Jesus came, I don't know what it is. But Jesus said, if they do these things in the green, what shall they do in the dry? Saints of the living God, there's a desert now that is far greater. It is a desert of the Word of God. There is a desert of truth. Everyone is running here and there like a tumbleweed, trying to get filled great here and great there and great there and gaining absolutely nothing. And here it comes, saints of the God, of the Lord, living God. A people out of power and weakness. Every valley shall be exalted. Saints, you're in the valley. God has got you there. Don't try to be a mountaintop. If you understand what I'm trying to say. Don't try to be somebody. Don't try to strut. Don't try to say, oh, I'm going to give you the word of the Lord. Oh, I'm saying it in the right kind of way. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. He must increase, I must decrease. Every valley shall be exalted. Lift it up. And every mountain and hill shall be made low. That takes out the pride, doesn't it? It takes out the arrogance, doesn't it? If I'm arrogant, if I think I'm something, I better take heed lest I fall. If I think I'm something in the flesh, then I'm going to be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight. Boy, don't we need that today. And the rough place is plain. Where the Spirit of the God is, there's liberty. There is a smooth, gentle, oh God, receiving of that wonderful, straight and narrow way. That is not rough by the Spirit. We go through rough times for to prepare us. But when the Spirit is moving, it should just flow like a river. It shall rise like the rain. It shall rise like the dawn of glory over the Lamb. And the glory of the Lord shall fill all the earth. When the Spirit of the Lord shall flow like a river. Oh, God. It's not a bumpy ride when you're in the Spirit. It's rest. It's peace. It's convicting. It's deliverance. It's setting free. But when I'm too proud to even bow the knee, then the Lord says, I'll be made low. And I don't want to have to keep going through that trial to make me low. Don't get out here and say, well, I want to be humble and proud of it. There's a scripture that talks about false humility. You don't have to get out here and say, I'm going to start being humble. God will humble you. And when God has done it in the heart, you know it's been done. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. All flesh shall see it together. All flesh shall see it together. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. How? How? In His blood-washed saints who walk in lowliness of mind and heart, in gentleness. The wisdom that is from above is first pure and gentle, peaceable, gentle, full of mercy and good fruits. Oh, that's calming, isn't it? Peaceable, gentle, full, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without hypocrisy. Without partiality. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in what? In peace. Through those who make peace. Oh God. Completely different than the CEOs and the marketing that says you present yourself. And my daughter had to go in and they say, you present yourself and make yourself look good. I said, gracious. I'd have a hard time in the workplace today under that situation. I said, I'm Rick. How you doing? This is me. Take it or leave it. Matthew 11, verse 29. What does the prophecy say today and through this week? We are to learn and to operate under the nature of God, right? The nature of Christ shall be our nature, right? Do you want to know what His nature is? We've already heard part of it. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Took on the form of a servant, no reputation. Smitten unto death. Even the death of the cross. Jesus, when He walked on this earth, in 11 verse 29 says, take My yoke upon you and learn of Me. You want knowledge this morning? You want truth and wisdom this morning? Here it is right here. Learn of Me. For this is Christ, the Son of God, the Godhead. I am meek and lowly in heart. And how shall I be able to go to this next verse? I take on his nature. And I say, Lord, make me meek and lowly of heart, like you are. And what? And ye shall find rest unto your souls. You want to find true rest? Quit being ambitious. If you can take this right. There is no competition in the body of Christ. If I find out that I feel a little competition between a brother, then I try to back off. There is no competition. Saints, we've got to watch that. All we have is what God gave us. Position or song or the singers or anything else. I am glad when someone comes up and gives a wonderful message. But I'm also glad when someone gets up and sings a beautiful song. And I try to croak once in a while and sing a song once in a while. I enjoy singing. But because somebody can get up here and sing like the metal ark, I mean, just boy, it can just rock the rafters. I'm glad of that. But I'm not going to compete with that. That's their ministry. That's their what God gave them. I remember a long time ago I was studying this, and they said, do not get into one another's stream. I don't know where the script, how it was and all that. I just remember it from that. Don't try to walk in one another's stream. You got your own stream. You won't talk like me, and I won't talk like you. So I don't even try to be like you. But what does the scripture say? Prefer one another. Prefer one another. Exalt the other. Give the other the glory. Rejoice when someone else receives the blessing and not you. That's dying. But I'm going to look for my blessing too. There's nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. But let's rejoice in others. And they'll rejoice in you in your time. And we'll not be crossing each other's stream. We'll be walking side by side. Hallelujah. Each one doing what God would have us to do. In meekness and lowliness. Esteeming others better than ourselves. Do nothing through strife or vainglory. That's not what the world's teaching in the schools. It's saying, achieve. Go for the high mark. Somebody says, well, I'm not going to go for the high mark, so I'm going to go home and sit down and let it come to me. That's not what it says either. If you do, you'll be eating peanut butter sandwiches and crackers. You get out and work. God has given you a heart to work. And you go work and do a good day's work. And you do it for the glory of God. And God will exalt you in high time and bring you to any position he wants you to have. But give him the glory in your work. But work hard. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere working for my Lord. Oh, I think we just keep going. I'll be somewhere working. Be somewhere working. I'll be somewhere working for my Lord, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. Not jockeying for position, tearing somebody else down so that I can look good. Boy, I've got a rude awakening if I do that. Because my Bible says every mountain that thinks he's a mountain is going to be brought low. I want God to exalt me in you. Psalm says, let another man praise you and not yourself. I don't know where it's found, but it just come to me. Let another man praise you and not yourself. But I'm getting off the subject a little bit. I got to get through it. Verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know why we find his yoke is easy and his burden is light? It's because we're walking in our own stream. We're not trying to jockey for position. We're not trying to get somewhere on our own and make our own reputation. We're just walking and resting in his yoke. Not someone else's yoke. His yoke for me. And if we take on that's going to be enough for us, then God says, I will work through you. This is a talk about weakness. I'm weak. And I feel like some days my age, I get weaker and weaker. It takes the Spirit of God to get me going. I need him more and more every day. Because these old bones are getting weaker. But hallelujah. He says, when I'm weak, he'll make me strong. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Are you down? Are you weak? Do you feel like there's no one around you that cares too much for you? If you're in God, he says, I will strengthen you. That's a promise. Yea, I will help you. I need his help, don't you? Oh God, how many need the Lord's help today? Boy, how many need it tomorrow? Amen. How many need it this afternoon? Oh, we need it, don't we? Every day, every hour. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Thank you, Lord, because my righteousness is filthy rags. I'm killing my old self. I'm putting it to death. I need his righteousness. And he says, I'll uphold you with my righteousness. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I will not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, oh hallelujah, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground, oh hallelujah, is sinking sand. I don't want to be in some other sand. I'll be on a rock. This old weak boy don't want to be sinking in the sand. He needs to be on a rock. And that rock is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God. I'm getting a little bit warm here. I knew it wouldn't last long. I tried. Take my coat off. Do you mind? It's too late. Yeah. Isaiah 57:15. Who wants to be with God? Who wants to be in the secret place? Who wants to be in the high place? Who wants to be in the holy place? I'm going to tell you how to get there. Would you like to know? Would you like to know how to abide there? Okay, let's read it. Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. Do you hear it? The proud won't be there. The arrogant won't be there. The one that says I've got it all won't be there. To do what? Every day you search your heart. Lord, I know that I'm not exactly what you want, but I want to be as contrite heart, a repentant spirit. I know, Lord, that I don't measure up a lot of times, but I'm leaning on you today. And I'm praying in the spirit. I want you to take over. I want you to revive me and set my feet upon a rock. And you, your righteousness come forth in me today. Your joy, your peace. Let's get rid of Rick today. A little bit more. And let you shine forth. And he says, I'm going to revive the spirit of the humble. And revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 66:2. Not far from where you're at. For all these things hath my hand made. Everything. All you're that's sitting here, God made. And all these things have been, saith the Lord. How many want the Lord to be looking at them every day? How would you like to have the Lord's eyes on you every day? Isn't that a wonderful thought? He says his thoughts are more for you than the sands of the sea. Did you know that? But he said, in this, my eye will look at you. And I've got the feeling every day. Not just as not for yesterday, this is today. And I'll have it tomorrow also. But to this man will I look. Even to him that is pure. Poor and of a contrite spirit. In other words, he's poor in spirit and he's contrite. That means he's walking with a repentant heart continually. And does another thing. Trembleth at my word. Have you ever read or heard the word of the Lord read and you just kind of this break? Tears flow and you just kind of shake. Oh, this is so wonderful. God says, I'll be looking at you. I'll be looking at you. I'll be looking at you. As you walk day by day, hour by hour, by yourselves, you say you have no strength or might to face the ahead or to do the battle. But what have we learned this week about the battle? But the Lord says you do, because I am in you, and the battle is already won. If you find your strength in him, then we'll have strength for the day to face any storm or any battle. I was in Caribbean, and Come Bless the Lord, one of the songs that they sang, but they gave another verse. I never heard it before till then, and I'm going to read it to you, and I hope it blesses you. He took me out of the miry clay and set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my heart to stay, a song of praise, a song of praise. And I'm going to just sing it so you can hear the thing. He took my feet off the miry clay and set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my heart to say, a song of praise, a song of praise. Doesn't that just thrill your heart? He took me out of the miry clay. He put my feet on the rock to stay. Jesus does that. He puts within my heart a song of praise, a song of praise, a song of praise. That's what our Lord does. Isaiah 40, verse 28. You see yourselves still weak? I do in the flesh, but I see God strong within me. But I know in my weakest hour, in my fading hour, in my weary hour, there is a promise for me and you. And it's found in this. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. And someone says, well, I thought we could search God. We can. We're to search for him with all our heart, with all our might, with all our soul. But the scripture says the revealed things belong unto us, and the secret things belong unto God. He will reveal it to us as we search for him. But to search, there is no searching of his understanding. He will still keep those secret things until he feels like we're ready to hear them. I'm resting in that. I've got enough that I've heard from the Lord. I have not taken care of all of it now. Have you? All the things the Lord's told you and dealt with you through the years, are you walking in it now completely? And sometimes we say, I want more and more and more. Well, saints, let's get a little busy. Let me get busy with what I've heard. Well, let's get back to this. This is great stuff. I just love it. Praise the Lord. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Are you faint? Have you been through the thinning of the horn? I'm not talking about myself, but I thought, yes, in a way, I thought all hell would break loose before this week. I've never seen so many this thing and that thing happening. I said, Lord, what else? Have you ever seen it like that? And it seems like my old flesh gets weaker and weaker. But what does he want me to do when that happens? Go into a shell? And when we get here, it takes an atomic bomb to rake us up. And to get us singing? You understand what I'm trying to say? If he's taking me out of the miry clay and putting my feet on the rock to stay, and he's put a song in my heart to stay, a song of praise, even in that darkest hour, I've got a song of praise. And I've seen it happen. Oh, God, I've seen it happen. Lowest points in your life, and you can all go back to them. And you can sit there, and I would just give you a clue, because this is mine. My low points are mine. But I sit in that hole, and I was down, and the Lord said to me, "Be still and know that I am God." And I jumped out of that hole. I said, "Oh God, hallelujah." Our darkest hour can be full of light if we let it. He giveth power to the faint or weak, and to them that have no might. How many here feel like they have no might at all? Should be a lot of us. You think you're strong? No might at all. In ourselves. I say it in ourselves. We need to get there, saints. Because we don't. To them that have no might, he increases strength. If he increases your strength, then brothers and sisters, you've got strength. And that's the strength I want. We have got to learn to start walking under the strength of the Almighty. I don't feel like we'll make it if we don't. It's going to be too much when this world hits its tribulation and its trials and everything. We need the strength of the Almighty day by day within us all. Amen? Even the youth shall faint. You know, when I was young, I probably thought I could really sock that ball, you know it, and really do this, and really swim those laps and could go under the water and take off my tanks and swim the whole length of an Olympic pool and come back and put my tanks back on in one breath. Boy, I really felt like I had some good lungs. Now when I go in the water, use the diving tank, I start coughing. So I have to take something so I can use them. I don't use them that much anymore. But you see, when you're young, we feel like we can whip the world. Well, what does the scripture say? Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Don't rely on your strength. But they, here it comes. Oh, here comes the good. They, you want strength for the day? You want to rise up? Boy, look what's going to happen to you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Goodness. Soaring higher and higher. Not on me, because I'm going to fall. But I'm going to soar under the strength of the Almighty. They shall run. How many here can run now? I used to be able to run a little bit, but boy, when I get out there and run, boy, it's hard, isn't it? The older you get. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. As we wait upon the Lord and are strengthened in your trials, the Lord shall comfort his own, his elect, and strengthen thy hand with wisdom. We shall not fear to know the way, for our God will show us the way. Isaiah 30:20. I'm going to just start reading a little bit and just set your hearts aflame, I hope. Isaiah 30:20. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity. What? Though the Lord give you the bread of adversity, in the waters of affliction. What? That's in my future? Well, with much persecution, enter ye the kingdom of God. Didn't it say that? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Didn't it say that? But what? The Lord delivereth them from them all. The waters of afflictions. Yet shall thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. We will understand what we've been taught and what the Lord is trying to teach us through this affliction and adversity and all this. And this we shall know. Verse 21, and thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. You don't need to worry, saints, what's coming on this earth. You don't need to worry about your tomorrow. You don't need to worry about your path. For when you walk with the Lord, we will have that still small voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And the church will have that word. Glory to God. It's a stability of our hearts and a security of our hearts. The church will be the church, and God will lead his own. God is leading us on. He is making a way we have never been before. There are mountains to cross and the climb and valleys to cross, but before us is an open door. This is the way, walk ye in it, ye saints of the living God. And who is our rock? Isaiah 28:16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. My hope is built on nothing else, less but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I will not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, the tried stone, the precious stone. All other ground is sinking sand. My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. Government. We was talking about government last night. Andy was. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Jesus did come in the flesh. He died in the flesh. But unto us a son is given. A perfected son. A son that learned obedience through the things that he suffered. A strong son who is now our Lord and Savior. And our God, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And that will infiltrate right down through the church. As we heard last night, through the setup of what God, the government, has set up in the church. Through elders and deacons and ministries and intercessors and discerning of spirits and the prophetic anointing. When the prophecies come, they will give us life and spring sinews and life to these bodies of ours. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Doesn't that give you peace? Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government in peace, there shall be no end. This is not coming to an end if we follow the Spirit. Of his government and kingdom, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Psalm 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman walketh but in vain. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and what shall happen for all of us. And He, repeat it with me, He shall direct our path. Glory! Hallelujah! We will say when our life is done, it was the Lord's doing, and He knoweth best, even in our adversities, even in our trials. You were plucked from the furnace of affliction. He doeth all things well. He hath taken the small and the weak and made us strong for His glory. And I'm coming to the end, and I want to read this scripture, 1 Corinthians 1:26. For you see your calling, brethren, not that many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. So we're all in the same company. We're a motley crew. Aren't we? In all candor, we're a motley crew. Man could not have put this together if he tried. Who would have thought that this one and this one would be my brother? Or this one and this one would be my sister in the Lord? I mean, I tell you, how in the world would it ever come together? But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound or put to shame the wise. That's how He's going to have the preeminence. What the world rejects, He will take and fill it with His Spirit, and they will yield to Him their all, and the world will be shut down. Their mouths will be shut because of the wisdom and the Spirit of the Lord that will be resting upon you. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound and put to shame the things which are mighty. And base, insignificant things of the world, and things which are despised, God chosen, yet in things which are not, to bring to naught, to nothing, things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. Verse 30, but of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us, or became for us, wisdom. We have wisdom through Christ. Righteousness. We have His righteousness. Sanctification. He set us apart for His use. And redemption. Full redemption. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have it all, saints. You weak and motley crew. You don't have much in this world. Hallelujah. We're God's. We are somebody in Him because He is somebody. And we won't glory in what we've done in that day. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. We'll glory in the Lord. The 70 went out, and they went out and they healed the sick, and devils were cast out, all these things. And they came back rejoicing. And Jesus says, don't rejoice because the devil's heard you. Rejoice because your name was written in the Lamb's book of life. Oh, glory to God. I want every one of you to turn your book to your book, page 29 in the back of the book. You never know when something is going to set your heart aflame. We were in our meeting, in our church meeting, and I'm finishing now. So it's about over with. So don't get nervous. We were sitting in a church meeting, and it was about to the end, but our children get up. And I love it. I just can't. That's so exciting. They'll sing a song. Or they'll give a verse. Some of them sing a duet. And it's just, they're just excited to get up. One can't wait to get up and sing their song. And I'll speak of this one because she's not here. Little Sarah Willoughby got up and sung this song. It went through our church like a lightning bolt. God bless the children. We need more of you to stand up, you teenagers or whatever, and give the word of the Lord or the song. You never know. And she sang this song. Excuse me. Let me get a drink of water before I start. I'm not going to make it. For I'm building a people of power. How many know it? I'm making a people of praise that will move through this land by my spirit and will glorify my precious name. Build your church, Lord. Make it strong, Lord. Join our hearts, Lord. To your Son. Make us one, Lord, in your body, in the kingdom of your Son. For I'm building a people of power, and I'm making a people of praise. That will move through this land by my spirit and will glorify my precious name. Build your church, Lord, make it strong, Lord. Join our hearts, Lord, to your Son. Make us one. In your body, in the kingdom of your throne. For I'm building a people of power, glory, and I'm making a people of praise that will move through this land by my spirit and will glorify my precious name. Build your church, Lord, make it strong, Lord, make our hearts, Lord, to your Son.
us one, Lord, in your body, in the kingdom of your Son. Build your church, joyous, make it strong, Lord. Join our hearts, Lord, to your Son. Make us one, Lord, in your body, in the kingdom.